The four sat in rusted, chrome-back kitchen chairs around the wobbly table that Sonny French and Aaron Augio had propped back up onto its straightened leg. The gunman, Hal DeCampo, whom Kareem had nailed with the iron skillet, had regained consciousness. He sat with a tall can of cold beer against his forehead and a tray of ice from the refrigerator wrapped in a dish towel lying on his sore crotch. His short rifle lay on the table, pointing at him, the rear grip resting near Kareem's right hand. Beside Kareem, Aaron Augio sat with his own pistol out now, lying beside his glass of scotch. Sonny sat beside DeCampo. Both had a can of beer standing in front of them. Sonny held an ice cube wrapped in a paper towel in his wounded palm. He'd stuffed wadded paper towels inside his shirt, against his chest where he'd scraped out a bullet with his fingers, and against his side where a bullet still stuck in his ribs.
And there's the whole story.
He'd finished telling them the history of the open quarter bag of coke laying in the middle of the table.
I set up the deal with you on my own. Marty A.M. doesn't know anything about it.
Let me get this straight. The blow was supposed to go to street dealers.
He looked from Sonny to Kareem, who nodded, listening.
Yeah, it would have played out good, except we got robbed. We figured it was you behind it.
Yeah, well, you were wrong. I lost a buck and a half, money that belongs to some backers of mine. Now I'm on the hook for it. I figured it was you who set up the robbery. I'm still not convinced, but I wasn't sticking around to argue.
His hand crawled over his pistol and laid there.
I've been outscoring cash every way I can to make this thing right with my backers.
It wasn't us, I swear to God.
Augio picked up the pistol and turned it back and forth in his hand.
Okay, let's not start all over here.
Kareem gestured a nod at Augio's gun. Augio laid it down easy, but kept his hand over it.
You cowboys gotta get Marty A.M.'s product back before he misses it. He'll send you on an airboat ride.
Yeah, we know that. What do you think I've been saying here?
Kareem turned to Augio.
How cool are your backers?
How cool do you think? They fronted me $150,000 to score product for them. The money and the dope are both gone. Soon as they find out about it, I'm dead.
Us too. I've seen what Marty A.M. does to people who lose his dope.
Augio just looked at him.
So you were gonna hang it all on me?
Sonny returned his cold stare.
Okay, focus here, both of you. Look, I couldn't see any faces around those scarves and masks, but I know a brother in Tampa, Ybor City. He knows everybody who's into ripping off product. I go to him, he tells me who's got your dope and your money.
He looked at each of them in turn. Sonny and Augio looked at each other again, this time with a little less malice.
Suppose he does know, Kay. How fast can we move on this?
Fast as you want to move, like right now. Soon as I find out who got it, we go get it back. What do you say, cowpokes? You down for it?
DeCampo just sat with his head lowered, the cold can against it.
Why are you doing this?
For 10%, that's why. It ain't social work.
He looked to Augio.
10% of your $150,000.
Then turned to Sonny.
And 10% of the dope's value, which is the same amount, I figure. So, $15,000 each. Take yourselves half a second to think about it. You want to do it, we do it. You don't, I'm done here.
He turned back to Augio.
You still pay me for being your backup.
Yeah, sure, why not? If I don't get straightened out, I'm a dead man. And you won't get anything.
I'll get you straightened out. Florida's my turf. I know every dog on the track. My boys have been scheming, smuggling all up and down these coastlines since Columbus landed in Miami. You'll be all
right.
Check
it out!
DeCampo rose half up from his chair. He stared past Kareem out the front window where flames licked high, raging up from the underbrush.
My car!
Kareem sprang up from the table, grabbing the short rifle.
Let's get out of here.
He waited for no one. Augio grabbed the briefcase, the dope, and a half bottle of scotch. He wagged the other two out with his pistol and ran out behind him. Sonny carried the remainder of the 12-pack in his good hand. The three caught up with Kareem at the open door of the Cadillac. Smoke pressed low and hot all around the car.
Hurry up! Get in!
Kareem started the engine. He pulled the shift lever into drive and stabbed the gas pedal down as Sonny and Augio pulled DeCampo into the back seat and slammed the door behind him. At the blacktop, a fire truck slowed enough to make the turn into the trailer park. The firemen saw the maroon Cadillac fishtail off the sand onto the asphalt and speed away in the darkness.
What the?
Inside the car, Sonny jerked upright when they saw and heard a dazzling ball of fire erupt out of the tree line.
There goes your truck, Cal.
Yeah, Hal, tough break.
Augio sat in the seat beside Kareem, hiked around, loosely keeping his gun on Sonny and DeCampo. Kareem just gave him a look and sped toward the main highway.